It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being turned on by a box of Cheez-Its. Better than that.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I hold no judgment. I do judge. You could join our chat room, DenPen. Go to DavinComedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, watch us on Facebook on the Davin's Den page. Audio is better here, but it's all wonderful. I'm your host, Davin Roseblood. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here shortly. On the show, Bootsy DeSantis fires an elected attorney over politics. Drunks in the news, and Mr. Bang Bang Bud Light is still selling Bud Light in his bar. That was my blog. I have an opinion on that. That's probably not the opinion. The reasoning probably isn't very common, but I think it's sound reasoning, and I will expound if you have not read the blog. Did you read the blog, Pip?
I did not yet.
Shame on you. War on woke takes aim at Kellogg's. Scamming scammers with Elon Musk and scamming scammers with a scamming prostitute. So much goodness to get to. You want to talk about this real quick? Trump's indicted again. It's gotten to the point where I feel like I have to ask Joe to make a bumper for it.
I know.
Become quite the regular feature here.
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing to me. I can see why on the surface somebody who is not really paying attention or really delving into the issues would go, oh, this is political shenanigans and they're attacking this guy and right before he's running for president and this is, you know,
so you're saying you can understand the stupid and uninformed, the unwashed masses who are willingly ignorant, who I have no tolerance for. That's who you can understand.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
we have not really delved into it. I could see you don't have to, but let me. They would go, they're chasing after my boy. They have no
Pip,
no credibility.
You don't have to delve. I mean, they lay it out. They lay it out with all the evidence. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this today. I'm like, because we really haven't done that. We really haven't talked about it that much. Because what are we going to say? You know, none of us are legal experts. But I was thinking about this. How, oh, you suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. And then I was thinking today, no, he was actually worse than we thought he was. Those of us who paid attention, there's not a ton of us, knew he was a scumbag going in, and we didn't want a scumbag in the office, was actually scummier through various steps than anybody could have imagined. I mean, the collusion, the racketeering, I mean, the fake electors. I mean, give the guy an A for effort. I will give him an A for effort. But this guy has always been a gangster, which is what the amazing thing, why anybody outside, anybody in the New York, New Jersey area voted for him always blew my mind, because we knew. We knew. But he's, listen, one of the members of our show was a big supporter of him. But it's just, I get what you're saying. It seems, like, if you're not paying attention, it's like, enough, they're out to get him. No, the only complaint you would have, and it's semi-legitimate, is why is it waiting till now?
Right.
Listen, a lot of that falls to Merrick Garland, the attorney general, because he was dragging his feet until they had the January 6th commission, which is what Congress did, and then it was all in his face, and he looked like a moron.
Yeah. A moron?
A moron.
Is that some kind of, like, foreign fancy moron?
Yes. He looked like a bitch pussy moron for not doing anything for 2 years. Well, you know, when he could have been doing stuff. Now, as far as Georgia, how long it takes, I don't know. But they listen, man. It's all out there. I mean, they are so many people are going to go down. And the interesting thing about Georgia is Trump can't be pardoned for it. The governor, not the governor Kemp, a Republican, would pardon him anyway because they are no longer friends. And actually. Governor Kemp exed or tweeted, whatever the hell it's called, today that our elections were secure and fair, and he lost. So you know what, and Trump should have been doing the same thing, but he didn't. He could have taken credit for a sound election. He would have done better if he would have taken the L and come back 4 years later. Now, I don't know if he would have come back 4 years later if he wasn't trying to save his orange tush from going to jail, although I don't think his tush is orange. I think his tush is probably pasty white.
A picture in my head. Stop. No. Stop it.
But if Trump just would have... I almost said go away quietly. He couldn't do that.
What a silly man you are to even suggest that could happen.
If Trump just would have tweeted from Mar-a-Lago all the agitating crap that Trump likes to do to keep his name in there, he could have come back 4 years later and go, hey, how you like me now? You miss me yet? And you know what? He might have been able to beat Biden that way because people have short memories and people very rarely like the person who's in power. Oh, actually, they usually vote for the incumbent, so I shouldn't say that. But Biden doesn't have this overwhelming charm. He's got a hell of a record to run on, but he doesn't have this overwhelming charm. If Trump just would have taken the L, you know, but again, I'm asking if he couldn't, because his psyche couldn't have handled that. His psyche could not have handled. So,
no.
What I'm saying, what a normal human being, one who is not as damaged. My point is he has weakened himself where, you know, you're not going to get in. The independents and moderates are not going to vote for him. They're not, you know.
No.
And, you know, you see the polls where the two of them are neck and neck. Listen, I think if Trump runs, Georgia goes to Biden. Now, I mean, Trump is running, if Trump is the candidate. If it's somebody else, does Biden get Georgia? Maybe not.
Well, you know, a couple of things. I saw that there was, I wish I could remember what newspaper it was in, but there was a newspaper think piece about how they think that constitutional scholars were saying that they think that there's a portion of, I think it's the 14th Amendment, that would make it illegal for Trump to run because of the charges against him for January 6th. But the other thing that
Hold on. The charges? No, I don't think that would make it. I mean, I'm not a constitutional expert, but just because you're charged with something. Now, if he was convicted of something, maybe then there's a constitutional argument. I mean, because we don't even let criminals vote, by and large, in this country. But just to be charged, I mean, he hasn't been convicted of anything criminal yet.
Not yet.
I mean, listen, there's the chance he runs the table. I don't think so. I mean, listen, if he wasn't who he was in this predicament, we'd probably be talking about some type of plea to avoid jail time and go away quietly into the good night. But I don't even know if that's even on the table anymore.
I don't even know. Well, here's the other thing. On the radio this afternoon, while commuting from the day program, I heard that Trump had set up a press conference that's going to come up where he's going to explain how he believes that he actually did win Georgia.
Yes, and he will have the MyPillow guy right next to him. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
The whole thing about it is that Trump is his own worst enemy. We know that. Also, this is such an obvious witch hunt.
Oh, come on.
The Democrats even said, we are going to do everything possible to keep him from running for president.
That makes no sense.
And they're doing that. And
it's all Republicans that have all the evidence and have turned on him. It's all the people who he hired. All the people. What?
You know, we'll find out.
No, we know that. All the people that are testifying are people that are in his inner circle. These are people that voted for him, that like him. You know, sometimes, Joe, you're just a bad guy and you're a criminal. This guy's a bad guy.
Well, here's the deal. Basically, in an indictment, basically, it's true bill to indict. They heard the evidence. However, the true bill to indict is not... is not a conviction.
Absolutely.
Or a jury.
Absolutely.
And we'll find out what's, we'll find out as the,
Joe, I have no problem with you taking, that stance that he hasn't been convicted of anything. I just said the same thing. I do have a problem with you saying it's a witch hunt and it's the Democrats when everybody who's giving all the evidence are his inner circle, the people who like him and say they'd still vote for him. So you can't tell me it's the Democrats. It's Republicans. He allegedly committed crimes. Now, if I'm going with Trump's track record, he committed crimes. But to be fair, he has not been convicted of any of this criminally. So maybe he runs the table. Maybe he runs the table and he beats Biden by 20 points and, has a record. Who knows? It could happen. I mean, listen.
What the problem is, too, is once again, this is what we're going to be offered. Now, basically, I also think it's a smokescreen to keep off the Hunter Biden investigation. You're going to say, well, where's the evidence there? Well, where's the evidence on Trump?
No, well, first of all, here's the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats, including myself, because I'm a registered Democrat, will tell you, listen, if you find something on Biden, send him to jail. I don't give a shit.
Right, exactly.
But the Republicans don't do that with Trump. You just hear Newt Gingrich, oh, they should defund Jack Smith. And, oh, it's a witch hunt, like you just said. It's not like if he did something, he should go to jail.
I do think it is a witch hunt, but with that being said,
there's a big fucking witch.
But to your point, well, if Biden's guilty, let's... then have him convicted. These are the two choices we have.
It's Biden's son. There's nothing on Joe Biden. We know Joe Biden was on phone calls that I guess were to give the illusion of access, but we have no evidence that any access was actually granted. We have no evidence that President Biden knew what he was on those calls for. Does it stink? Yeah, it stinks. But then again,
will it be forthcoming? But
yeah.
Who knows?
If this wasn't Joe Biden's son, we wouldn't even be talking about this. You got a drug addict who did crimes. Yes. Yes, you did. That's what we have here. But they want to make – you can't compare the two things. And they just have a special counsel now for Hunter Biden. So we'll find out. But again, the difference is
– Oh, I didn't say that. No, and it's actually it's two different things because it's two different accusations.
Hugely different. Huge.
Yes. That is on both of them.
Yes. Neither one.
This is the choices we have.
But what, Joe, did I tell you when Trump was running the first time and was elected in, and I said, And he was doing all this shady shit. You got to remember, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, took $2 billion from the Saudis while Trump was in office. So what did I tell you? I said, what, you think this is going to get better when the other party gets in? Now, it is slightly better. But I said, if we allow this now, it's not going to get better. So, yeah, it stinks. I'm not surprised. But you,
you would think that outside the parties, the registered voters, you would think gas is going up again. With gas, it's basically a couple of factors. I'm not even going to blame the president on that. But the price of diesel fuel, how diesel fuel is connected to the economy, the infrastructure, how much is connected to and how this will turn out.
Well, I mean, Joe, with the infrastructure, you got Republicans in Congress who voted against the infrastructure bill, taking credit for the infrastructure bill that passed for the projects. That's what you have going on there.
I understand that, but I
hope so.
Who's taking, you know, for what? As we move on with the infrastructure bill, it will help the country, but how much to the effect with the unions? And you know,
unions are doing well.
You have the border. The border's out of control. You have the all these migrants coming to the city, and the city council won't even help the mayor. You've got all this stuff, and you know why we don't pay attention to it? Because it's boring.
Not me, buddy. Not me, pal. Don't pin this on me. I didn't vote for the showman.
I never accused you of it.
Well, you said we.
I did not accuse you of it, and I wouldn't accuse Pip of it. Basically, because of our show, we have to keep up on this, you know, on what we do. Now, here's the deal. Why people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are in the news, and Alexandria Cortez is in the news, and all this other stuff on transgender, Bud Light. You go on, I noticed this today. If you go on, your browser, and on your browser, you are bombarded with stories that accentuate the far left, the far right.
I think that's partly us, though, because of what we do. There is AI, and we do those searches, and I think that the browser's probably populating the things that it thinks we like. So I don't know that for sure, but I'm gonna take a little guilt on that one, because we, you know, those are the interesting things to talk about in the show. What am I gonna do? Talk about an infrastructure bill?
And why do we pick the interesting things to?
Sure.
Because we feel that it's interesting to people. If I said, Dad, let's do a segment on diesel fuel and where the diesel fuel is and how we're going to affect where if we phase it out, it's like, no, we're not doing that.
Well, I would tell you, Joe, you need to find yourself a smarter host, because I probably could not give a good conversation on that.
But you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking about that today, and basically, everybody's got the charges to buy, because it's interesting. It makes news, and that's what we're about. We're not noticing the brick and mortar thing.
Oh well, I mean, I listen. Here's the way I look at it, because I was thinking about this. Because a buddy of mine, he says he's independent, but he really leans right. A buddy of mine said, you know, the shit show that this administration is, the shambles of the country is, kind of echoing what Joe often thinks about this administration, which I do not, but that's fine. But I go, but then I think, well, is it really a shit show? Is it really a tragedy? Because if it was, you'd think there'd be all these talking points for the Republicans to be talking about instead of transgender nonsense and drag queens and stuff like if the country was real. To me, it seems like the Republicans have thrown up the surrender flag. Either there's nothing wrong or they don't have any answers. I don't know which it is, but that's all I could assume.
I think why is because they see all these stories about transgender and they're trying to infiltrate the schools. Now you're going to turn around and go, you know, it's not as this big a proportion as you would see. Yeah, exactly. But you see it every day.
Yeah, but I don't think most people do. No, I listen. I think if the country was really a mess, if people were really hurting. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people are hurting. I'm aware of that. If all these things were in your, like when we had the housing crisis, let's say we had the housing crisis right now and everybody was losing their homes and couldn't afford their mortgages. It'd be really stupid if the Republicans were running on transgender issues if that was going on in the country. It'd be because you would have something tangible where hopefully you would have an approach how to solve it. All I can assume is, I can only assume to a degree that everything is pretty okay for most of the people that are going to vote, I guess.
And I was also thinking about another thing. Think about before the internet, before cable news. Let's go back to pre-1980.
I can't. Okay? I was six.
but when you weren't playing ball, the thing about it is when you had the news programs, what the newspapers would gear things to is things that concerned people, the Vietnam War, inflation.
Well, local news still does that.
But generally stuff that really pertained to directly how it's affecting your daily lifestyle.
But those were all, but Joe, also around that time, people were really hurting. I mean, the gas prices were insane. Inflation was really insane. You had the women's movement, you know, the ERA, I think it was the ERA, right? Is that what it was, Pip? The ERA? I think
yeah.
That's, so you actually had a lot of things.
You also had the abortion issue, but there were issues that weren't generally generated by sensationalism. It was generated by what the talking point was that was a major concern of the time. Because basically at that time, they were selling papers on what was affecting you that, you know, in that period of time.
Well, I mean, Ronald Reagan won because, whether justifiably or unjustifiably so, the country didn't feel good about itself. I mean, you had the Iran hostage crisis. You had lines for gas. These were tangible things that Reagan ran on and he won on. So my point is this: if, as my buddy says, or you might say, if the country's really falling apart and this administration is a shit show, run on it. You'll win on it. If you don't run, if you're running on transgender and targets pride bathing suits, I kind of think things are okay then.
Well, I said this before, and with the whole thing going back to Trump, with the election was stolen, they're all after me. You have, in my opinion, as a conservative Republican, with the Biden administration, you have a smorgasbord of things to pick from, to go on.
That's what you tell me.
That, you know, you and I could debate about what, you know, a smorgasbord of things to go on. But this, and also the Republican Party. And this is where you're going?
Well, let me be fair to some of the Republicans, not the two leaders in the polls. You do have people like Will Hurd, who is a Republican congressman from Texas, who I've been paying attention to for a while. He probably won't make the debate stage, but by all accounts, he's very intelligent and can explain things. Again, would I necessarily vote for him? No. But he does actually talk about issues. And he does talk about solving issues. Tangible things that maybe would scratch you where you itch. But he won't even get on the debate stage because your party's about is a clown show, my friend. That's what, a literal clown show. He wears makeup. He's got funny orange hair. A literal clown show. So there are people, there are conservatives that do have answers that could make an argument against President Biden and his administration that might scratch people where they itch, but they'll never get a whiff.
Yep. And then you have a president that is in his 80s that's showing.
Not yet. Slow down. He'll get there soon.
I thought he was 80.
Did he turn 80 yet? Well, he's not in his 80s. If so, he just turned 80. Slow down, Father Time.
All right. Can he handle the job? Is he handling the job?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Nobody knows what the future holds. I mean, even Ronald Reagan, the last couple years, by what we know now, he wasn't really running things. And nobody would have assumed that in 1984 when he won 49 out of 50 states. So we don't know. But yes, I'm with you.
With that, so like I said, with that being, you know, that is the concern.
Sure.
Should be the concern of the Democratic Party. But like I said, I'm not debating it. I'm trying to micro-analyze.
But the reality is, and it is a concern of the Democratic Party, and there's not enthusiasm for it, but the reality is Joe Biden has a hell of a record to run on that even moderates and independents would be proud of, and a lot of things Republicans would be proud of. I'm not going to go through it now. I've done it before. Listen, if everything was fair, the Republicans would run a very smart candidate who could acknowledge these things and say, and I can build upon them and help more people and do it better with my policies. If the democracy was in a healthy place, it's not. We got a guy who... What?
Boring. Boring.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying, because I used to... In 2016, I yelled at you for the same thing, because I wanted the boring lady. There is nobody more boring than Hillary Clinton. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, true.
But and she was fully qualified. Fully qualified to do the job. But we had a hell of a show going on over here, and we couldn't avert our eyes. Yeah, we're an entertainment country.
On the other side, Hillary Clinton just did not seem like a genuine person. She's a carpetbagger. And you could see her coming from a mile.
Okay, and so is the other guy. But she's at least competent. She at least had experience. Listen, that election 2016 was the first time I ever voted for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for her in the primaries. You know, I didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for her when she ran for Senator of New York. But whatever. We're not going to relive 2016. Yeah, we kind of agree. My point is, I don't know. I didn't have a point. But I guess I just wanted to bring up. I didn't have a point. Every indictment he gets, and this should be the last one, they keep saying, now this is the most serious one. And this one might be because he can't really get pardoned by anybody. It goes in front of a board, unless they change the laws, which they could do. It goes in front of a board, and Governor Kemp would be on that board, and he's not going to pardon Donald Trump. So I'm listening. Will Hurd, the guy who I mentioned before, he gets booed for this when he says it. Donald Trump is running to keep himself out of jail. That's what this is all about. And Joe has said it without saying it. Whenever you hear Trump talk, it's always about the last election. It's not about what he's going to do for the people.
Yeah.
Oh no, I totally agree. And that's the narcissist in him.
Now, do you agree with what I said, Joe? If there was a way where if Trump could have just gone quietly into the good night and not tried to steal the election and just taken the L, he could have come back 4 years later now, and he had a much better chance of beating Biden.
He would have had a grassroots movement that would have been major if he just left like a gentleman. I lost. I will come back. Pick out everything, you know, Biden has done that we feel that was wrong, how it needs to be improved, and he could have built such a strong platform, but he's a narcissist. He's not going to do it. And like I said before, it's a witch hunt. I feel out for him, but he's not helping his own cause. He's shooting himself.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why that is still being said. Sometimes you find a witch. I don't know why that's still being said when it's all Republicans and people he hired who are in his cabinet and who are in the office with him on these phone calls with him that are testifying, say, no, he did all this shit. It's not a witch hunt. Sometimes you got a big, ugly witch with a wart on their nose. Burn that bitch.
It'll all come out, you know.
All right, and then we'll move on. If it all comes out and he is convicted, will you take that he is guilty, or will the trial be rigged?
If you look at the charges, if the charges are so blatant and they come out with the fact, yeah, he would be guilty. If it's still something that's not concrete, then I would.
We've all heard the phone call to Georgia, the perfect call. We all heard that. Find the votes. I mean, geez, you can't get more concrete than that. But okay.
Well, find the votes. Are there votes out there? It seems that there might have been some fraud. Were there any votes out there that might have been fraud?
He was told no.
That's got to be disseminated in court.
So now the thing about the Georgia.
Sitting in the grand jury, I'll do a true bill to convict, a true bill to indict. You say, well, you don't know. No, and I said that when I was in jury duty, there would be things where, do you feel that there's enough there? Well, I don't know if he's guilty, but we're not proving guilt here. We're feeling that there is a true bill to go and indict and to bring it in front of a
Well, the interesting thing is the Georgia trial most likely will be aired on television, where unless Chief Justice Roberts says it can be, the federal indictments will not be aired, which is a flaw in our system. But whatever, it is what it is. But I think even if it is aired, it won't make a difference because people have already made up their mind for the most part, myself included. I include myself in that. But I think the people that, you know, are never going to think this guy's the dirty son of a gun that he is, in my opinion. It doesn't matter if you televise it. They'll find something. You know, whatever. All right. We'll see. It's not really my favorite topic to talk about, but, you know, listen.
Because it's frustrating. And like, on the Republican side, conservative side, if they found somebody that could sway, and like I said, I need a candidate that would try to sway you and try to sway Pip and say, hey, you know what? Let me give this person a shot. But they're going to march in lockstep with Trump. You know, like I said, January will be very telling what's going on as the next 3 months go. And as we go into 2024, it's going to get very interesting. And who knows? Who knows? Got to, you know, see what happens. It's going to be a shit show.
Very quickly, Pip, I saw you post on social media that your legal issues might be coming to an end. Is there any news to report there?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
Well, yeah, I did have a major victory against my brother's ex-wife in that she had to turn over a reasonable amount of money to the estate, and also the lien company that made a huge mistake and that she defrauded, they had to turn over money to the estate as well.
Oh, good. Mazel tov. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So there, at least, I mean, there's a couple more details, but at least now the money's back where it's supposed to be in the estate, and I can start actually paying off all the creditors.
That is big.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's big, and especially with an estate, because an estate, it's not like, well, it's personal money to me. No, it's not. The estate, it's probate law, and, the, you know, if that money's due back to the estate, and, your brother's wife, you know, she can't argue with him. Well, no, we got to settle probate. It is the law. This money belongs back into the probate account, the estate account, until it's, we'll find out. You know, we'll see what's going on, but... There is a list, in, as you know, in settling an estate that things have to be done in a certain manner. Creditors have to be paid where the insurance payments come in. And that's the funny thing. The funny thing with the insurance payments, like, look at this amount. Yeah, look at the bills. So it goes quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's really sore that she had to pay lawyers' bills, but I insisted that we do it through lawyers because I know how manipulative and what a liar she can be, and I turned out to be right. And I ended up, the estate had to pay more money than should ever be paid out to fight just to get the estate money back into the estate.
Yeah.
But and that's the thing with I knew that was going to happen.
Hey, that's the thing with the law. When I was settling my, you know, my separation, you know, my ex, oh, I'm not going to do that. You know, you're not going to get that. No. According to the law, you're entitled to it, and you're actually entitled to nothing. Well, that's not. That's the law. You know, so that's why. Yeah, we have the mediator, but still, you know, that's why you have lawyers, because the emotional portion is out of there. The letter of the law is in. So, regard fair or not fair, this is the law, and this is how it's going to go.
When I saw the texts that she sent me, talking about all this stuff, like going way back and bringing up all this emotional drama and bringing up things that are not pertinent to what was going on, I was like, oh, it's a good thing I stuck to my guns and made her deal with me through an attorney, because this would have been, I mean, it was already a shit show, but it would have been, you know, the ultimate bonfire. It would have been like Maui times two.
Wow.
But I'm talking about, conflagration, and there's a perfect example.
I thought you were talking about the fires in Hawaii.
I was talking about the fires in Hawaii.
That's a little too soon. All right. Quickly. So we started touring these schools for my daughter for her for her education. We went to Drexel. You guys know where Drexel is?
No.
It's in Pennsylvania.
It is. It's in Philadelphia. It's in the city of Philadelphia.
So the campus
is actually in the city. So, you know, they tell you about security and everything, but we're on this tour. We're walking down the street, and there's this mass of us, and we're on the tour, and some crazy guys are, nobody better touch me. I'll hit somebody that touch me. Nobody better touch me. Well, that's not real. That's not really going to sell you the tuition now, is it?
Next. Next. Why next? Because you're ambassador here, scared the shit out of us.
Yeah.
I'm sending my kid here.
So and
you're ambassador.
They do something that's pretty cool. You actually can get, like, paid and credits at the same time. They have co-op, which I never knew about when I was there, but it's a huge co-op school, which is pretty cool. So we do the tour. We ask my daughter what she thinks of it. I'm not paying $76,000 for you can go to community college. You better love a school if I'm going to – I mean, $76,000 a year is a lot
that
of money.
Incredible.
Yeah. So then we went to Arcadia, which used to be Beaver. I don't know if it was Beaver College or Beaver University. That's in the Philly area, too. And they have a castle, which I thought was pretty cool.
An all-girls school, you say?
It used to be, oddly enough. Yes. Which is probably why they changed it. Like, I think in the 90s, they changed it to Arcadia, which is probably why I never heard of it, because by then
good
it was...
move.
So... I was just thinking, so we're on this tour, and I guess I'm going to say young woman. So there's this woman on the tour, but started as a dude wearing a dress, but had long hair, but definitely very dude-ish, but I'm guessing is, I don't know if they've taken any hormones or anything, or they're just identified, I don't know what it is. But I was just thinking about this, and then a couple of my high school buddies, well, one I've known since the fourth grade, came to my comedy show on Saturday, two of them, and one of them brought their 18-year-old daughter. And I was just talking to them. I go, I feel so badly about how we treated anybody that was different at, you know, growing up compared to how tolerant and just come see, come saw this generation is. And really, whether you agree with the decisions of these people or not is really regardless. It just seems like it's a much better way to live and to have a society, you know, in regards to, you know, you do you, I do me, I'm not going to bat an eye. Because this person would have been tortured if they lived this existence in our... when I was growing up. And I can't say I was evolved enough to have not done that, because I'm sure I wasn't. So I was watching this, and then I was watching, I know Joe doesn't watch it. Pip, you sometimes watch 90 Day Fiancé, right?
Yeah.
I was watching 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way Season 5. Have you seen that one? I'm still watching it.
No.
All right, so that one had, so they're going to Colombia. So the woman who lives in Colombia is Isabel, and the man who's moving there is Gabriel, Gabe. And if you looked at this person, all tatted up, hair, full facial, you would never know that this person started as a woman. You would never know. Now, when he's playing bad, he does do some stuff shirtless. You go, oh, this is some saggy man tits for a youngster, you know. But you know, that's the last surgery he wants to have. Get something done with that. But you wouldn't know. So his fiance now, I don't know if they've gotten married, accepts him. Her kids accept him. Now, Colombia is a very religious. Religious type of country, and like he said he's very nervous about like telling his soon-to-be in-laws, you know, his girlfriend's parents, because the only type of crap he's ever really gotten from people online is from religious people telling him that he's going to go to hell, and her father is very conservative, so he's really nervous about seeing this. And the guy's remarkable. First of all, he explains to Isabel how the penis works, which was fascinating because I had no idea, and neither do you guys. We had no idea how a surgically attached penis works, and he's explaining it to her very patiently, and she's satisfied with it, and explains how he gets erections. Completely fascinating. So
I need to find this because I've been curious about this myself.
Well, he does a great job of explaining it. So he's very nervous about coming out as transgender to the father, but he feels he needs to do this because he wants to marry this girl. He feels he needs to do this. So obviously he's very nervous about it, and he comes out, and they love him. They love him before. You know, this even comes out. They think he's a born man. He's a man for the purposes of this conversation. We don't need to debate whether he's a man or not man. For the purpose of this conversation, Gabe is a man. But the parents assume that he was born a man. So he comes out to them, and they accept him. And the reason I'm getting teared up. And the reason they accept him, he goes, my religion taught me that only God can judge. Who am I to judge? We're supposed to love. And I'm thinking, now, religion would be a hell of a lot fucking better if more people use their religion to be inclusive and go, okay, I'm interested in you as a human being. I'm not going to judge you. That's for the Almighty. It was really heartwarming. And it's just a shame that people use religion. I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time on the show.
People would say that religion decided God wanted you to be a woman, going against God.
Right, but if God created all of us in His image, then this is His image. God's transgender. How do you like me now? But the point is, you can pick apart religion for anything you want. So often these people experience how religion is used as a weapon against them. And I think it was a great marketing tool for Christianity, this story, because it was truly beautiful how this family loves Gabe because he's good to their daughter and he's good to their grandkids, and they don't give a shit what he was born as because they don't feel it's their job or their responsibility to put what is probably very difficult for them on some level. It was, you know, I don't know how I would handle it. I would love to think I was accepting as these people. I would certainly strive to be that way. But I can't honestly say how I would be unless I'm faced with it. So it was just really just kind of beautiful to see whether. Now, listen, I'm sure there's people that are Bible thumpers that were throwing their Bibles at the TV when they saw the father do this. I just thought, as far as religion goes and as far as love goes, I just thought it was kind of pretty, kind of beautiful.
Hey, you know, you're free to live your life if you're not, you know, pushing your agenda and you just want to be happy and that's the way.
But that's your take on it, Joe. Other people's take is you're not free to live your life.
Well, you know, on that certain end, you know, people have to take it issue by issue. I mean, if you're a person just wanting to live your life and you don't want to bother anybody, you're not pushing an agenda, yeah, you're free to live your life. But when certain people push the agenda too far, it's like, all right, enough. So, you know, sometimes, you reap it yourself.
I would recommend, I mean, you guys probably won't have a chance, but it's season 5. It's not the current season. 90 Day the Other Way. Just watch the Gabe and Isabel segments. You could probably find it online. It's just really a sweet story. You know, I don't know how it turns out yet. I haven't finished the season yet. But it's just like this woman accepts him. He treats her really well. He treats the kids really well. They love him. Now, the son doesn't know yet. The son is younger. The son does not know that he's trans yet. But the daughter, who's 17, has known since the mother's known, which was like after the first date, and just accepts him. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think, you know, it's fun to talk about the problem with these generations, these kids today. I think being accepting is good. That's what
Yeah.
I think nobody gets hurt if you just accept and live and leave people alone. Now, I take Joe's point, you know, about pushing agendas. Joe and I probably have a different take on that. But I think if you're truly living your own life, you don't necessarily have to be in everybody's face about it.
Right. Exactly.
But then again, listen, in my little town, every weekday, you'll see two people that are standing on the corner telling you that you're going to go to hell if you have an abortion. They're pushing their agenda.
Oh, they stand there. Everybody's going to go to hell with those people. Are you kidding me? Everybody's going to hell. They're just transgender. Everybody's going to hell. Oh, you're a Catholic? Burn, baby. Burn. Yeah.
My point is, they too have an agenda. But you could also make the argument, listen, they're standing there. You don't have to stop and talk to them. They're not disrupting anything. So maybe that's fair. And I would say, you know what, that is fair.
They have a right.
Sure.
They have a right to,
sure,
to stand there as much as a transgender person has to live their own life.
Well, no, as much as a transgender person has a right to stand there and hold a pro-trans sign. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, with the religious, everybody's going to hell. It's just not that. This is where we could all be, you know, share together. Everybody's going to hell with these nuts.
Yeah. And I guess have you guys encountered these lantern flies?
Yeah.
Like the lightning bugs?
No, not lightning bugs. Lantern flies.
No. I killed one yesterday. I saw that sucker motoring across the parking lot. I recognized him and I stomped him good.
Well, they are a very invasive species that I guess kill trees and everything. Mm-hmm. And I guess we have them now. And my wife has been doing what Pip does. Like, she will, like, get the paper towel, get a sneaker, I'm smushing him. So, there's one in the pool. So, I'm like, all right, I'm not a smusher. I'm not one to smush. I don't need guts everywhere. I am anti-smush if smush can be avoided. So, I take the skimmer and I scoop up the lantern fly, and I let the skimmer with the lantern fly in the bottom of the pool. I go about my business, do other stuff, 5-10 minutes. All right, let's take the skimmer out. That son of a bitch was still alive and flew away. You can't drown a lantern fly.
Well, that's what they now I know the story. Yeah, they say if you kill it dead. They don't even want to see a coroner's report. They're saying, kill it dead. They even tell you in the story. It's like, well, you should kill it. Kill it. You see it, kill it. Now you, Jim. You know? the damn thing is a problem. Yeah, there's no pussy footing around.
I never seen such a thing, though, where, like, Like, if this was a mob hit, I let him swim with the fishes, and he flew out. Go, he ain't got me, motherfucker. I've never seen such a thing.
No, you gotta kill it. You gotta jump out of the pool and hot wire the car. You gotta kill these damn things.
Oh my god, this is so bizarre that you brought it up, because I was I'm training a new employee at the day job, and I was talking to her about how I killed a lantern fly out in the parking lot. And she's like, what do they look like? I made her Google it right then and there. I go, that. You see that? Kill, kill, kill.
They're actually quite pretty.
I did that this afternoon.
My wife went, because we have a young tree in the backyard. My wife, I'm like, yeah, one flew over to the tree. My wife got off the deck, went to the back, went by the tree on the far end, and she killed that thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the gypsy moth caterpillars?
Sure.
In the early 80s?
Sure.
I remember one time being at a high school graduation party for a friend, and it was, you know, it was a nice quiet neighborhood, and it was like, you know, a very mellow affair, and three or four of us were standing on their back deck, and we all just went, shh. And as we stood there, we could hear them crunching the leaves around us like people eat a salad. It was you could hear them eat the trees. It was insane. And I found out that I have an allergy to gypsy moth caterpillars.
All right, two things about the gypsy moth. One, if they bleed, they bleed green. And the other, I think I've told this story before. When I was a little kid, the gypsy moths were a brown, ugly moth, fairly large. Mm-hmm. You know, as caterpillars, they were black and they had, you know, little colored dots on them and hairy.
Like,
So as a little kid, I don't know, 8, 10, 6, who the hell knows? I'm running around in the backyard. I'm running one way. A gypsy moth is coming the other way, right up my nose. Gypsy moth, right up my nose.
That story, you got a gypsy moth up your nose.
Yeah. Like, and the gypsy moth is not backing out of the nose. Once the gypsy moth is in the nose, it's only coming out one way. I spit up the gypsy moth.
No. Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
Ew. Hey, you know, at least it ain't going to go crawling through you.
No, it was shredded. It was shredded. It did not do well in my nasal cavity.
Stupid moth.
See, you did better killing that gypsy moth than you did the lanternfly.
I'm a scared of bugs now. I didn't want the lanternfly going up my nose.
I can't believe that it didn't smother or drown in the bottom of the pool. What the hell?
My wife's like, I tried to tell you. I told you yesterday you can't drown. I'm like, I left it on the bottom of the pool for 10 minutes.
Hey, tell Mark Barker to relax, all right? You got it.
Well, no, she got it. I didn't get it.
I tell you, I have one of those little portavacs, you know, that little handheld portavac. And sometimes if I see a bug or a spider, I'll just suck it up in the portavac. And then I feel, like, guilty because it's in there. And what should I do? And I don't want, like, on judgment day, there's this spider going to God. That's him, man. Yeah.
My wife is catch and release. My wife is catch and release. My daughter will leave up little Dixie cups around because she don't want to deal with the bugs. And my wife will come around and catch the bugs and release them. Except if they're particularly ugly. If they're like if they're the really long ones with all the legs, she's got no tolerance for them. Although she might have released one of them too. I don't know.
I generally catch and release, but if they're an invasive species, like, you know, if a carp flies out of a river and slaps me in the face and jumps in the boat I'm in, I'm killing that sucker. But the other thing is, you know, obviously the lantern flies, but we have had, all of a sudden, I don't even know how they got in the house, but we have had this infestation of house flies. I went into the bathroom this morning, you know, take a pee when you first get up, and it was like, friggin' the Amityville Horror against the window. I was like,
that's
a
lot.
What the hell? There was like, no kidding, 8 house flies against the window when I went in there. And I was like, what the hell? So I went on a rampage with a magazine trying to kill as much as I could. This was before coffee.
So you need my cat Nacho. What my cat Nacho does is he goes down into the basement and he hunts. And then he'll leave bugs in the kitchen on the kitchen floor, sometimes alive, sometimes not alive.
he's showing you he's hustling for his catnip.
No, he's a good boy. He's sharing his kill. Like you can't reprimand him for that. But
yeah, yeah, show him what a good hunter he is.
But on the break, we got new music from Moss and G Lottie with Focus. And we got By RD with Don't Forget Your Dress. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Don't go.